All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, in memory of Boat Guy. It is Thursday, and for all intensive purposes, it is the end of the week, the beginning of a holiday weekend. I know many of you will have tomorrow off. I am one. But I want to start this real quick because I can't ask David, being that he doesn't indulge. But Sully, I just had this conversation with Doug, and I heard
some of it. Yeah,
I've told you I'm very anti-seltzer. Like, right. I think they taste like crap.
White Claw.
Dude, I've broken down. I found the unicorn that poops sprinkles. Are you down with these high noons?
I am so glad you asked that, Mike. I kid you not. I tried high noon for the first time literally 2 weeks ago, and I'd never tried it before. And no, it was really good. It was really
good.
It's
crack. I think they sprinkle meth.
Now, where I disagree is I still love White Claw and Truly and all those, but High Noon was really good.
Dude, I got to tell you something. Like, you know me, I'm generally I enjoy bourbon, I enjoy gin. If the sun's out and it's hot, it's gin with something, you know, like whatever. But if it's winter, I'm a bourbon guy. I've really gotten away from the beer because, you know, here's a secret. I used to drink a lot of beer and I used to be really fat. So I had to get away from that. But I'm going to tell you something. Like, I got handed one of these, like, oh, I forgot, it was like 10 days ago. Sully, I think I've gone to the store three times to buy them. Now, they only come in like four packs. It's pineapple. Dude, the pineapple.
So it's like a vodka soda, but they have the different flavors of it.
Dude, it's nuts. Like, if I was going to Saratoga this summer, I would die. Yep. Because that's literally me back home, you know, 9 days at a time. And I'm going to a horse track with no responsibilities but to drink and gamble. Like, I would pound those things into the dirt. I just, like, are listeners in on this? Like, I think the seltzer thing is taken over.
Oh, yeah.
But these are just objectively better. Like, I've tried everything you've told me to try, seltzer-wise. And you're like, Mike, you got to try this. Like, all the kids are doing it. And I'm like, all right, Mike, fine. And I'll try these things. And at best, and I'm not going to knock any brand. I'm not going to, like, make fun of brands. At best, they're passable. Where you're like, hey, this is acceptable to drink. I'm all right with this. Dude, I'm telling you. High Noon Pineapple, game over. That's it. That's my drink of summer right there. And I'm not apologizing for it. It flies in the face of everything I normally do. And, like, I have certain friends that are super into booze, and they're going to mock me without mercy. I don't care. Mike, they're incredible.
Yeah, and you're right. Every company's coming out with the seltzer now. Every company.
Right. You're seeing Corona Seltzer, Bud Light Seltzer. You're seeing White Claw, Truly, you know, Bob's. And it's like, no, listen. Mike, I don't even term those as a seltzer. I don't know what they are. They're just good. But I wanted to ask you, because Doug, is like, I think it scares Doug that we have some of these common points because we're so different. But they asked me, like, they're like, what are you drinking this week? I'm like, well, here we go. Probably get made fun of. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know if the listeners are hip to this, but, like, look out.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, which is weird because I always will have, I'll drink White Claw or Truly or whatever, but I grabbed a High Noon a couple weeks ago, and I was just with some friends, and I forget what the exact comment was, but someone did look at me, another guy had looked at me and said, oh, really, you're going to drink one of those? Come on. I said, yeah, I'm going to try it. And I tried it, and it was good.
At what age does that stop? At what age does that stop where you just, look, if you like it, drink it, that's it. Like, end. Like, we had this conversation with Bogey last summer, and, like, his friends were making fun of him because he's, like, super White Claw guy. My whole point is, if you like it, drink it. We're adults, man. We're not 21. I'm just telling you, it's going to be like 95 degrees the next 5 or 6 days that I happen to not be working. Mike, I'm very afraid the amount of these I could run through. Because they're just delightful. You put like a little koozie around it, it stays ice cold, and you just sip.
Is it only the pineapple, or do you like the other flavors too?
Can you buy just pineapple? I don't like, yes, that's what I hunt for.
A whole pack?
I had to go to two stores to find the 4-pack, yeah. But no, like, I don't like watermelon, so I'm the wrong guy to talk to about that flavor. The rest are good. Like, black cherry's good, peach is good, but like, the pineapple, the cheese stands alone. Mike, ready? Dead serious. Might, out of a can, best tasting beverage, alcoholic-wise, I've had.
That's great.
Out of a can. I've never tasted anything like that. But the problem is you can't buy a 30 rack. You got to buy these little 4-packs. And then I left a grocery store last weekend, and I felt like such a loser.
You can buy more than four, right?
No.
I'm looking online right now of a 12-pack. Yeah, I feel like I've seen 12-pack. But that's the variety.
I don't want the other stuff. I just want that.
But no, I don't think... Look, I think there's still guys out there that'll act like this, but overall, I think a lot of dudes like the seltzers. I think a lot of dudes like stuff like this, and they're not. It's to the point where I don't think guys should be or really are embarrassed to be drinking seltzers.
Just drink what you like.
That's right. From the man who doesn't drink.
Other people and drink what you like. Okay.
There it is. And
I mean,
that's why David crushes Miller Lights.
That watermelon sounds great.
David, I'm the wrong guy to talk to. I don't like the real fruit, and I never liked the Jolly Rancher, so I'm out on watermelon. I don't like it.
But here's the thing.
Plus, man, when you eat a lot of watermelon, you poop. Who the hell wants that? I'm at a party. Look at me. Three slices of watermelon. Cutscene toilet. Who wants that? It's not what I want.
But this tells you, though. This tells you right now, because... We don't even have 10 guys in Metro Detroit who will even publicly admit that they drink seltzers, because it's still this embarrassment type, you can't be drinking that, you're a man type stuff, which is BS, because I see so many guys on the golf course, on the boat, outside, whatever. I see so many guys nowadays that just pound these seltzers. The White Claw, Truly, Bud Light Seltzer, certainly High Noon now, all of it. I think it's a ton of guys are starting to drink it. You shouldn't be ashamed of drinking it.
Mike, I want to get the pineapple on tap for 4th of July weekend.
I have not tried the pineapple High Noon. I think I tried the vodka soda lime one.
Nah, you are missing.
But it was good.
You're missing out. It's unbelievable. But no, I don't apologize for it. But yeah, that's what's on the menu. Doug and Scott had asked, and we had this quick convo and crosstalk, and I'm just like, am I alone on this, or is this like a real big thing? I dig it. If I golfed, that would absolutely be the beverage.
Oh, yeah. Get some ice, throw it in the back of the cart, for sure. I agree with you, Mike. I love the pineapple High Noon. The other flavors are just okay, but the pineapple is one of the best things I have ever had.
It's electric.
Followed by a text, wow, you guys are showing your true colors. No guy should ever drink a seltzer. Come on.
What are you, 12? What are you talking about?
Are there any real men left in this area? Someone just said
no.
Too.
Only the guy texting a radio show.
I do believe that most guys are totally fine with the seltzer game.
Dude, I don't give a damn. It's 4th of July. It's going to be 95 degrees this weekend. What are you supposed to drink? That's right. Go slam 16 beers. I mean, come on, dude. I've been there. I've done that. I'm good. I'm a sipper now. I'm not trying to get corkscrewed into the grass by 2 p.m. Not 25 anymore.
So much now, more refreshing than pounding a beer, too.
Now, where are you at golf-wise this weekend?
Yeah,
Isn't it too hot to golf? You're not doing this, are you?
I'm playing tomorrow for sure. That'll be a long round tomorrow with how many people will be out on the course. Saturday, do not plan on playing on the 4th, but Sunday maybe I will. So definitely
overall, tomorrow. Overall alcohol consumption for you this weekend, over under 36.5 drinks.
Over.
No, I assume.
I mean, that's a lot, but it's 4th of July. I will definitely be indulging, that's for sure.
No,
and the High Noons are great. I agree
people,
with you on the High Noons.
Whatever you do, just please use half a brain. Please be careful this weekend. No one's asking you to not live your life, but will you just please use your brain?
Of
Don't
course.
Go places where there's 100 people. if it's going to be crowded indoors, could you wear a mask?
Oh, please? I won't be going anywhere crowded indoors, no.
No. You're going to get on the boat. That's fine. Don't tie up to 50 other boats. Do you need 50 other boats?
Right.
Please. I'm having fun this weekend. I've got several things I'm doing, all of which are outside. I can't lie. But, Jesus, I'm going to see friends. I'm going to enjoy myself. I tell you, the main event, and I'm waiting until Sunday. Because Saturday, I got a barbecue to go to. Sunday, though, it's going down.
I got a
9-pound pork butt.
Oh, nice.
That we are going to set on the egg at about 8 in the morning and let it roll.
Wow.
For an 8 p.m. dinner. I can't wait.
Oh, that's sweet.
Cannot wait.
That sounds good.
Dude, smoking meat is a sickness, man. Like, you get into it and you babysit it and it's your day.
Yep.
And there will be some pineapple high noons crushed. Little cigar, stare at the sun, whatever. I can't wait for Sunday.
That's sweet.
Can't wait.
No,
and
I do.
You know who's invited? Nobody.
Yeah.
248.
Let me read this real quick, too, by the way, because this
sure.
is what you just... Guys, I'm the GM at a local golf course, and I swear we cannot keep any seltzer in stock. White Claw, Truly, High Noon, there are a ton of guys who come out and golf that absolutely drink a ton of these. It's definitely not a girl thing.
If you're on the golf
thing.
Course. Right, but think about it. Like, with the beer, you just get so damn full.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do you golf that way? Like, even if you're just ripping Miller Lights or Bad Larry's or Silver Bullets, like, you still get full.
Yep.
And I don't mind. Listen, I don't mind a light beer. I had my phase of fancy beer, of craft beer. You just can't do it, man. You're banging them things out. They're 300 calories a pop. The next thing you know, I mean, you look like Coach Duggs. It's a problem. So I had to get away from it. I mean, craft beers are incredible, but they'll put you in the ground. You can't go sipping on craft beer on a golf course. You'll die.
No.
You'll fall in a sand trap.
No, and the seltzers go down so easy, too.
That's the problem. 248-539-9797. We're going to talk booze. All right, so before we get to the NBA bubble and what the hell that's going to be, I said it. I mean, it's a holiday weekend. And it's going to be 95. And I'm transparent with the audience. I've made the turn. I can't stop with the High Noon. Now, I'm not down with some of the others. No disrespect to anybody. It's this pineapple. It's just taking a hold of my life. It's unbelievable. But I've made the turn. But, like, holiday weekend, I don't know. Sully on the golf course, 95 degrees. I can't imagine you're ripping beers or shots. I mean, that's just brutal. But we'll get to the NBA bubble momentarily. A lot of people want to talk alcohol, which is, well, it's all we have left at this point. Let's go to Nick Royal Oak. Nick, what's going on, bub?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Nick, how you doing, pal? What's on your mind?
I'm good. So I'm driving around. I'm a salesman. So I'm listening to this. This is a perfect topic. I used to be in your boat. I never used to drink it. I was the guy just drinking tequila on the rocks all summer. I finally made the switch this summer. But I get the best of both worlds. I take a sip out of the can, and then I put like about two shots of my tequila into the seltzer. So I can still get my tequila, but, you know, I get that nice, crisp, refreshing, flavorful seltzer. It's the best of both worlds.
It's crazy. And, like, on a weekend like this, 95 degrees, I don't know. I don't know how you're walking around drinking something on the rocks. Good luck and God bless. You have to convert. you got to do it.
You said you'll do two shots of tequila with the seltzer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now
that's a hell of a sidecar.
So I've done, you know, they say you mix a shot of vodka with like a White Claw or something, which I've done before, which is really good. But yeah, doing two shots per, that'll get you messed up.
Well, hold on. Nick, here's the thought process. Could you drop a Boilermaker into a pineapple High Noon like a Stoli, like vanilla vodka into the pineapple?
I've done it.
Ooh. Oh,
I remember when High Noon first came out. I used to work for the distributor. So when High Noon first came out, they gave all of us sales reps like probably two or three cases. Go home, try it, play with it, give it to your friends, spread the word, do all that jazz. So I got together with my friends and we just started playing with them. You know, putting shots in them, chasing them, mixing them, whatever.
Jesus.
I mean, there's countless applications you could do with these things.
This is dangerous. It's dangerous. Listen, and I'm very, you know, I'm particular about what I like. I don't hide from that. But yeah, nah, it's got me. I got a problem.
You should try it this weekend. Mix a shot of vodka with the High Noon.
Dude, you better be careful with that. Yeah. You start doing sidecars or Boilermakers. I mean, you better be careful. But I can't say I won't try one. But the key is I can't be betting on the ponies at the same time because that could cause some irresponsible decisions.
Right.
Oh, this looks great. This looks super.
What is the alcohol content on a High Noon? Is it 5%?
Couldn't tell you. I figured they were all between 3.5 and 5,
right?
Probably
is 5. Yeah, most seltzers are around 5. So what? That'd be like a little more alcohol than, yeah, than a light beer?
Right. Mike, honestly, you're not drinking it for that. I mean, even with light beers, I mean, you know, Coors, Miller, Bud, right? The Holy Trinity there. Like, you're not drinking it for the alcohol content. You're drinking it because it's ice cold, right. It's bubbly and refreshing, and you can drink more of them without turning into a mess. Man, Nick's research and development sounded amazing. Let's go to Andy, 97.1. What's up, Andy?
Awesome show you guys got going on during all this, but I have to agree with the last call with Nick. He's definitely right. You know, you can kind of use it as a base. You can definitely add a shot or two to it if it is a little light on the alcohol content.
What are you mixing? What are you popping in there?
Oh, just like you're saying, you're very particular with your drinks, man. I'm very simple. Vodka, maybe a little water, lemon and lime wedge in there. Call it a day. But you're right. When it's 95 degrees and sunny, it's really nice when you pop open one of these High Noons. And I just tried it for the first time about a month ago, and I'm putting everyone on it. You know, you get made fun of at first, and then it's like, oh, my God, give me another one. But I took offense to your watermelon remark because that has to be the best one. The pineapple.
Andy, I admit, I know I'm in the minority. I don't even like real watermelon. I don't like it.
Yep. But the pineapple to me is very pineapple-y, if that's even a word. Because same thing with you not liking watermelon. I will never, if I'm dying of starvation, I'll never eat a grapefruit, okay? The grapefruit is delicious.
All right.
Where the flavor takes, tastes legit because the alcohol content, I believe, 0.5, 4.7, you got to add a shot of vodka or two if you want to have a good time. Because otherwise,
all right, listen, Andy, that will be an at-home deal. I obviously won't be able to do that if I'm at someone's barbecue. There is no Uber in a pandemic, not for me at least. 248-539-9797. Sully, I got to tell you, this idea of dropping a shot in there doesn't sound bad.
No, it's good. Yeah, you should try it. I don't know, you know, two might be a lot, like the first caller.
Yeah, Jesus.
That'll put you
Andy,
out.
Andy's launching himself to the moon.
You should definitely try mixing a shot with it, for sure.
Let's go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, what's going on, pal?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, Ryan. What's up?
So I'm going to pound the same drum that Nick did. So I stumbled upon them just because my wife drinks them, basically. Beer dude, you know, Miller Lite all day long.
Yeah.
This stuff makes me fat, you know what I mean? Like, after a while, I'm just like, man, I'm getting nasty drinking all this beer. So I start poaching the wife's Trulies out of the fridge. I'm like, you know what? This is not bad. So I kept drinking more, and the natural progression is to put more booze into it, right? So I take a Yeti, like a 20-ounce tumbler, it's like a tall coffee mug kind of deal, mm-hmm. Fill it with ice, dump a Truly in there, and two shots of Tito's, and off you go.
Whoa, a double!
Right, a double. Jesus. Now you don't get after it like you would like a regular can of the seltzer. It's a nice sipping drink, like if you're in the pool, keeps it ice cold. You know, because a beer to me, you got to pull it out of like a glacier for it to be nice.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And again, like that's like I love like an ice cold Miller Lite. You remember back when like Summer Shandy first came out, Line and Kugel's, like ice cold. You're mowing the lawn, just crush one.
That was the
I'm with you.
Then.
I need beer ice cold. I can't do it where it's not ice cold. Amen.
Right. Yeah. There's no koozie out there that saves it. You know what I mean? Like it's either just pound it right away or you've got literally like 5 minutes stop.
Zero issue. I got to tell you, this is This is interesting with people dumping the shots in here, Sal. I may have to do some experimentation this weekend.
You do. You definitely do.
I still think it's be vanilla vodka with the pineapple.
Yeah, it's good, and it's just a little stronger than the 4.5%, which High Noon is. I just looked.
What is?
I mean, obviously, if you put a shot in there, it'll make it a little stronger than the 4.5% that High Noon already is.
Yeah, and you better slow down the way you drink it.
For
sure. You keep that pace up, forget about it. Go to Johnny, 97.1. Johnny, what's the good word?
Hey, Mike, how you guys doing?
We're great, man. We're kicking off holiday weekend. We're talking a little booze.
I've never been a huge, huge beer guy, but I like the IPAs and the stuff with flavor. But again, like that guy said before, you're talking 400-500 calories. I mean, this is like a diet drink, 100 calories. It's like you're on a good diet during the summer, too. Yes, putting a shot in is a great idea. My recommendation is a dark rum into the pineapple. You'll feel like you're literally on the beach in the Caribbean. It is.
Oh, wait a second.
It is phenomenal.
Oh, wait a second. Now you're speaking my language. I love rum. Oh, now you're cooking. So, you're right. Why do vodka? Get a little shot of like Diplomatico and throw it in there? Yeah, we can do that.
Ooh. That's what my wife and I do. It's wonderful. And Mike, when I'm on the golf course, they're in my golf bag if that's allowed. And the problem with that is you crack it open on the first hole and for no other reason, you have no idea how you finished it by the tee in the second hole.
That's what I was going to say.
That quickly, and that's what's dangerous.
I'd like to see them make, like, you know how they make some of the energy drinks in, like, 22-ounce cans, and they're, like, Boombas? They need to give you the option of, like, a boat drink-size seltzer.
Yeah, and that's where the Yeti comes into play with ice and a couple of them in one big Yeti. But it lasts a couple more holes that way. But, yeah, it's definite for the golf course. And like I said, you're doing good for yourself and your body as well, even though it's alcohol.
Johnny, I'm going to tell you something. You right there, my man. You have just given me an inspiration for the 4th of July. I'm going to celebrate America with rum.
Okay. Can't wait to hear more.
Johnny, I will report back to you. Tremendous. This is exciting, Sully. This is exciting.
Yeah, lots
this
of
is
tips.
How you
Love
kick
it.
Off a this is how you kick off a holiday
for
weekend.
For sure.
What do you want to pivot to next? Because we can, you know, obviously we can take calls on booze all day, but just
Let's
a couple
it. Yeah,
of notes.
No.
Take it easy. I don't want to get into the depressing topic early. Why don't we do this? A baseball team is doing something that I think is really cool, really forward-thinking, and it's a team I generally say nasty things about. Let's keep the positive momentum going. I'll explain what it is next. 97.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.